This is an answer to the question or the statement. Discuss the formal strategy you employed in a particular poem you have submitted to the Fish House. And I sent a couple prose poems. So that's what I wanted to talk about, prose poems. Because I remember the exact moment when I got into prose poems. I had just graduated from college and an English degree, and I was really, I kind of had left basketball and was getting into the, like, the literature and writing world. I was really into poetry, but I didn't really know very much about poetry. So I was visiting my brother in New York City. He had an internship at the Nancy Hoffman Gallery in Soho, a very cool gallery. He was there for the summer and got hired later on and had a, went on to a career in the art world in New York for a while. So I would visit him at this gallery on West Broad and for lunch, because they had this really fancy lunch. Like, that was the big perk of the whole internship. They didn't pay you, and you had to go find housing in New York, which is like a very high circle of hell. But they gave you this really fancy free lunch. So he invited me every once in a while to the free lunch when I visited him for that week. So I would go and get on the subway to West Broad, and then I think we got off at Prince or something, or Spring, and I would walk towards West Broad, and I would always go the wrong direction. I had to go right, and I always would go left, or vice versa. So I got lost. And I walked by this bookstore on West Broad. Old, used bookstore, a kind of, that was like really low ceilings and bunches of pine bookshelves lining the narrow aisles, and I found this book, really light blue hardback, called Tales of Wisdom. Yes, Tales of Wisdom. I'm going over to find it on my shelf. 100 Modern Parables, edited by Howard Schwartz. And it had, I'm just looking at the cover here, these parables, which are basically like prose poems by Borges, Bob Dylan, Kafka, Marguerite Yourcenar, Calvino, and then a whole bunch of other names that I had never heard of and never found again. And that book just blew my mind. Like, the amount of imagination and weirdness that came out of that book, I just didn't even know that that was a thing that was possible in writing. And I just, like, underlined everything, and I wrote notes in the margins, and I wanted to go find some of the more obscure pieces. I wrote down the names of the author and the book that was, like, the piece was coming from, that is cited in the book, and I wanted to go buy the author's original book, but I couldn't find it anywhere. This was like pre-internet days, so I had written down them all, the ones that I wanted, on this piece of paper, and I stuck it in my wallet. And I was in New York, and then this was subsequently, like, years afterwards, after I moved to New York, and I would just carry that piece of paper around for years because I thought I would wander in a bookstore, and I did this all the time. I would go into the bookstore, I'd take out the little piece of paper, and I'd look for those books, and I never found any of them, which is all the more delicious, I think, because those pieces in that book, there were some of them you could probably call flash fiction. Mainly they were prose poems. Just blew my mind. And I'm still doing it to this day. Like, just to write a one good prose poem that can, in my imagination, enter into that august company, I would be very happy for the rest of my life.